Lord and the guidance of His Holy Spirit, if you'll turn with me to Genesis chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, and we'll begin reading in the 15th verse. Genesis chapter 2, beginning with verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." God took man, put him into the Garden of Eden, most beautiful place on earth, and gave him a command. One command. What was that command? Not to eat of the one tree of knowledge of good and evil. One command. Everything else was his. He even gave him a woman. Everything was in place. Everything was perfect. What did the man do? The man and the woman listened to the voice of Satan. Listened to the voice of Satan. He said, "You won't die. You'll be like gods." So who do you believe? Satan says you won't die. God says you will die. Who did they believe? Yeah, they believed Satan. And what happened? Spiritually, they died. That's what God was telling them. They didn't die physically. They died spiritually. Sin entered the world. When sin entered the world became corrupt. A perfect world that our God made turned in an instant. And today we see the condition of our world because of sin. What did God ask? One little command. And Israel, if they couldn't follow one command, how were they going to follow 10? Everyone had sin in their life now. And so what did God do? He put them out of the Garden of Eden. And he put enmity. The word enmity made a division between the husband and wife. They couldn't work together anymore. There were arguments. There were things that was in their life. Imperfections. Now, the woman had to suffer pain in childbirth. And the man had to work. Where before they had everything perfect, they didn't have to do anything. But once sin entered, that was it. Now things would be different. And when she had her first child, Cain became the first murderer. He killed his brother. Sin had entered the world, and now this is what they had to suffer. Dear ones, you and I are such a privileged people that God still loved us even though we had sinned. And I say we because we had sin in our lives too. But because of Jesus Christ, who died for us, who went to that cross and gave up his life. Why? Why did he do it? We weren't worth anything. We were sinful, but Jesus Christ went to the cross. He went to the cross, suffered the pain and agony. I don't think people really grasp that. Do you realize what he suffered? And then to have all the sins of the world placed upon him. But he took those sins, went to the deepest pits of hell, and left them there. Resurrected, came back, and we had a new life. He did this for us. Why? Why would he do this for us? Because of love. The love of God that passes all understanding. I don't think anybody can truly realize what real, true love is. Yes, we love our children. Yes, we love our spouses. Yes, we love our families. But to know the true love of Jesus Christ passes all understanding, right? Yes. But he was willing to do this for you and I, dear ones. We're still having problems today. We're still having to go through things. But Jesus' love carries us through. Salvation has given us the opportunity to be in a better place. We are in a very, very special place, dear ones. Saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Saved from a dark, dark place. But do we open our ears? Do we listen when he says, don't do this, don't do that? Or do we take it upon ourselves and say, oh, what's the difference? And it doesn't make any difference. Makes a lot of difference. Adam and Eve found out the hard way. Don't find out the hard way. Listen to the Lord. He gives us every opportunity to turn to him. Why? He loves you. He loves me. Not because we were special, but because of love. I will pray and I wish that my love could be this way. Lord, give me the strength to love my fellow man, to love the saints. And I'm doing the best I can, and I pray every day, God, give me that love. Give me that love. pray and ask God to give you that love. And dear ones, do you know the Lord today? Do you know Him? Or have you slipped away from Him? Are you contemplating in your heart, Lord, help me. Bring me back. And if you don't know Him, Lord, here am I. I believe in You. I believe You. Touch me now, Lord. Give me this great salvation. I believe in You. We need the Lord. There's nothing else we need more than our Lord Jesus Christ. We have the blessed opportunities that other people don't have. But we will all know. In the end, everyone will know. I saw this morning on TV just thousands and thousands of African people praising the Lord, starving and everything else, but praising the Lord. We have everything we could ask for. We have food, we have shelter, we have everything. They have nothing. We had a young lady here last week that had visited Africa. And she told us some of the things that were going on there. How some people were starving. How some people, because they had a handicap, were thrown out of their community. Dear ones, we're so fortunate. But these people are still praising God. Praising God. And they have nothing. Dear ones, we are such a privileged people to be in the place we are today. God has given us so much. God has given us a place to worship without being condemned for having a Bible. Condemned for saying a prayer or singing a song, put in jail or put to death because you want to praise the Lord. We come to church, we sing these beautiful songs to praise our Lord. If you do this in some countries, they'd arrest you. Their churches are hidden and they have to move because once they find out where that church is, they'll take all those people. That's why I say, dear ones, we don't realize what we have. Is there anyone here today who hasn't accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior? We sang a song earlier today. Sister Roseanne, would you come up to the piano and play 221. My heart is broken because there are people that have not accepted Jesus Christ. If you are contemplating or trying or asking God today, please open your hearts to Him. He's calling you now. Don't wait. This is the time. Praise God. Okay, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just as I am. Two hundred twenty-one. 21, if you'll turn with me. Is there anyone here today that wishes to accept the Lord? Come forward. We'll pray with you. God is calling you. Don't wait. Don't wait. The time is now. And if you wish to, our brother Richard, or anyone in the administration, our brother Lenny, or Dennis, or anyone, we'll pray with you. We'll pray with you. But my heart is heavy because I know there are souls being lost. Just remember, He's calling you, dear ones. Don't wait. Don't wait. The time is now. The name of the Lord be praised. Let us go down before